Targeted political advertising could change how and whether people vote. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, Channel 4 in the UK published an investigation showing that in 2016, the Trump campaign sent targeted ads to Black voters in the U.S. to deter them from voting. The campaign denies this, but targeted digital advertising is a big part of political campaigns. So big that Google banned micro-targeting, Twitter banned political ads completely, Facebook has not, but we wondered how effective are targeted ads? If they can change a vote, should they be allowed? John Dayton is a professor at Harvard Business School. His research focuses on digital and direct marketing. He says, yes, targeted advertising works, but it's not the real problem.
We need precision in targeting because the alternative is waste. So I think targeting is a reasonably innocent explanation for the popularity of digital marketing. But tailored content, not good, because tailored content that gets results is often the content that is most inflammatory. Let's not try and tame it by forcing people to advertise to people who aren't in the market for their product, but let's regulate the content of communication. And I think we're seeing steps in that direction. We're seeing a lot of manual overriding of AI attempts to identify problems. And that's, I think, where regulation can add an edge to the natural inclinations of these platforms. I don't think platforms want to spread hate. I think they just haven't invested enough in how to prevent it from happening.
I mean, really, you're saying massive content moderation by private companies is a better solution than sort of saying you're not going to be allowed to micro-target voters? Like, what if they just said maybe political micro-targeting is going to inevitably lead to manipulated content because otherwise it just doesn't work as well?
I see no way that we could rationally argue that we should waste money advertising to people who aren't sensitive, responsive to our messaging. And it's also just plain extravagant to spend money that isn't working. And it isn't necessary. What is necessary is to make sure that the people that you talk to are being talked to responsibly.
Quickly on content moderation, that is obviously something platforms, social media platforms in particular, have resisted quite strongly. Is there, do you think, a form of regulation that would actually create that level of expensive, human, time-intensive content moderation?
We definitely require regulation here. We require policymakers to understand just what it is that excites people. And we don't know much about that right now. We're leaving that problem in the hands of the platforms that house the content. And I don't think they have sufficient incentive to race down that learning curve.
It is important, too, to say that when we talk about who is waging these campaigns, these political campaigns in particular, part of the goal of not wasting money is to level the playing field a little bit so that incumbents don't have an advantage in that they have more money to waste. Like if you make the advertising more efficient, right, more cost efficient, then you allow non-incumbents a better opportunity to reach potential voters.
Yes, and I think the analogy to marketing generally holds up very well there. What digital has done is enable startups to get into the market at vastly lower cost than they would have had to do in, say, the 1960s. You can find, and this is the phenomenon of direct-to-consumer brands, that if I've got a powerful offering and I can find a way to find 1,000 customers, I can do it because I'm not having to buy a network, a campaign. I can buy 1,000 users. And so, yes, all startups have benefited enormously from the move to highly targeted communication and to the rich databases and the rich information that lies behind good targeting.
John Dayton is a professor at Harvard Business School. Now, of course, the other side of targeted advertising is massive surveillance and data collection. But that's a different conversation, I guess. And now for some related links. You may recall that super targeted ads were at the heart of the Cambridge Analytica scandal back in 2018, when it was discovered that that company had hoovered up data about millions of people from Facebook and then promised political campaigns that it could so precisely target ads using what it called psychographics, or studying people's interests and attitudes, that it could indeed influence how and whether people voted. According to Channel 4, Trump's 2016 campaign involved people from Cambridge Analytica, and two senior members of that company's original team are working on Trump's 2020 campaign. After their story about dissuading Black voters came out, Facebook said it would be impossible for that kind of targeting to happen now. Facebook has, I should note, banned any new political ads in the last week before Election Day, but any previously approved ads will still run. The company also announced on Wednesday that it will ban ads on Facebook and Instagram that seek to delegitimize the election. That is effective immediately. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.